public health agencies across the country are widely underfunded, according to a recent report from Kaiser Health News. As KUER's John Reed reports, that's true in Utah too, where coronavirus cases have begun to surge in record numbers.
The Kaiser report found that Utah is one of many states that spends less than $100 per person on public health. It's left agencies here scrambling to tackle the wide range of tasks they're charged with, on top of dealing with a new virus that's turned into a pandemic. In Salt Lake County, the health department has had to cut a number of its disease prevention programs to fight COVID-19, says Executive Director Gary Edwards. Instead of monitoring cardiovascular disease or HIV, workers have shifted to manning phone lines, answering questions about coronavirus and the state's guidelines.
When you stop doing primary prevention, you have more people then that develop a disease. And so then you're having to rely more on the healthcare system.
Limited funding has also meant the response to the pandemic itself was diluted. State Department of Health Director Joseph Miner says it prevented Utah, like the rest of the country, from having enough protective equipment, which in turn led to fears there wouldn't be enough for healthcare workers.
In retrospect, if we had had a very good stockpile, we wouldn't have had to close down elective medical procedures. Plus, we maybe wouldn't have even needed to close down businesses.
And while the federal government sent money to health departments through the CARES Act, the Bear River Health District's Todd Barson says it's only a short-term fix. He says that's the usual trend during virus outbreaks, like the H1N1 outbreak a decade ago.
Those resources were great, and it helped us actually develop a little bit of capacity moving forward, but then they were gone.
Barson says they may not always need the level of funding the CARES Act provided, but even just a slight increase to the department's yearly budget could go a long way in preparing for the future. John Reed, KUER News.